is Southside.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245
grams of magnesium, 300 grams of magnesium. Hang on. I've got a pen yet. There's a pen here somewhere. Hang on. Slow down. Hang on. Oh,
a tablespoon. And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
Q10, Q10, bioquinone. Q10, 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 bioquinone. Q10, 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 bioquinone. Q10. And yet, what is Q10? What is Q10? Everybody eats food. Everybody drinks water. Everybody eats food. Everybody drinks water.
Yes, those Everybody wonderful lyrics, food. Those wonderful vocal tones, and the fantastic indication that suggests that, obviously, Pharma Nord in full force, multifits.co.uk also there, but perhaps even more importantly, Dennis the chemist, are you in fact there, sir?
I am indeed, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We are all sorted through and marvellously put together. And, of course, again, the plus factor is that you've got your very own sidebar now, of course, on our broadcasting site, Dennis. If you go to southsidebroadcasting.com, click on New Podcasts. That'll take you to our Podbean site, and then you can go to Dennis the Chemist, and indeed Pharma Nord, and you'll find these magical little mini-lectures appearing up as well from that point of view.
Wow, that's great.
Well, it just goes to show technology, when it works, it can be a huge asset. But like anything, we need to sort of keep it conditionally in good form.
That's a great phrase. Mm. It reminds me of Professor Geoffrey Bland, actually.
I thought it might, actually.
Pardon?
I thought it might somehow.
Yes. Well, I've been buying his tapes for many years. They last an hour. 6,500 scientists all over the world get Professor Geoffrey Bland's tapes. And it's an update on complementary medicine. Things which help our body to function properly. And he covers many of the things I cover, and that's where I've learned a lot of the information from. But he has a phrase, you use the word complementary. Conditionally. He uses the phrase conditionally essential. And in that little song that we sing at the start just now, everybody needs food, everybody needs water. Now, let's face it, everybody knows that you need food, and everybody knows you've got to get water. If you don't have those two things, well, you've got to have food and you've got to have water. So because we've got to have them, because we feel so hungry if we don't have food, and we feel so thirsty if we don't drink, everybody eats food and everybody eats water. But the things that I've been talking about for years, the minerals, the vitamins, the trace elements, every medical book which has a section has on nutrition, they all talk about the necessity of minerals and trace elements and vitamins, and how if you're deficient in things, then illness, real illness, can manifest, can come about. We only have to think of things like magnesium, chromium, calcium, selenium, iron, zinc. These are common words that in everybody's vocabulary. But do we all get enough? As we pass through life, we're 10, we're 20, we're 30 years old, 40, 80, 100, as we pass through life, depending on what our jobs are, where we live, which country we live in, the levels in the soil from which the food that we eat is grown, depending on all these circumstances will depend how much of these minerals, magnesium, chromium, calcium, selenium, zinc, and products like Q10, dependent on what we're eating and what we're doing and where we're living and on the soil where things are grown, will depend whether we get the right amount of these vitamins and minerals. And in our earlier years of life, we may be thinking that we're getting away with maybe not having the right levels, but it can creep up on us that not being so well, being more ill, may be dependent on the fact that we're not getting enough of these substances. So this phrase, conditionally essential, is very, very important for health. I mean, if a tiler doesn't do his job properly, and he's a roof tiler, and he puts 2,000 tiles on a new roof, and one of them he doesn't fix properly with the correct nails and the system of how they put tiles on the roof, if it falls off a year later, 5 years later, it could be very serious. Or if you're climbing a ladder, if you're a worker, and your ladder's a bit wonky, and you know the hinge is weak and it's wonky, and you know really you should either get the hinge tightened or repaired or buy a new ladder if it's very old and everything's going wrong. But you think, well, I'll just keep it a bit longer. Or the tyres on your car, if the tyres aren't the right pressure, they're going to wear out in the wrong area. They're not going to wear out overall evenly. They're going to wear out in one particular part. The middle bit is going to wear out more than the edges. So, and then we're sorry. We're sorry the tile fell off and hit somebody, or we fell off the ladder and had an accident, or the tires through wearing out and then you don't brake properly and you use more petrol than you should be using. And this is exactly analogous to the situation where we're not getting the right vitamins and minerals. So let's just look at some of these vitamins and minerals that I've mentioned and how they do become essential for our condition, conditionally essential. I mean, take my old friend, the mineral selenium, Pharma-Nord do bio selenium with zinc, and there's another mineral, zinc. So selenium and zinc are both in one of Pharma-Nord's products, bio selenium with zinc. And this mineral selenium, I mean, where I'm sitting here in Manchester, and wherever you are listening to this, if your soil has low levels of the mineral selenium, then obviously it won't get into the food chain where your food's grown, and you won't be able to avail yourself of the correct levels of the mineral selenium. Selenium is in a molecule in our body from the food chain called glutathione peroxidase. We make a substance, glutathione peroxidase. What a mouthful. Glutathione peroxidase. In every molecule of glutathione peroxidase, there is needed to be a molecule, an atom of selenium, this mineral. And if you haven't got the selenium, you can't make glutathione peroxidase. So what is glutathione peroxidase? It's what we call an antioxidant. Oxidants cause damage in our body. We create them just by breathing, because we're breathing in oxygen, and we use the oxygen as a fuel, part of our fuel, but in doing so, we release things called free radicals, and free radicals can cause aging, and they can cause disease, and they can cause cancer. So although we're making free radicals all the time, we have to block them with anti-free radicals. They're called antioxidants. It's funny. Against oxidants, against oxygen compounds. Isn't it funny? We breathe in oxygen, we use the oxygen for so many purposes, making energy, and then there's a side product called a free radical from the oxygen, and we have to neutralize it with antioxidants. And glutathione peroxidase is an antioxidant, a very important one in human bodies and animals. And yet in Great Britain, we have the lowest selenium levels in the soil in the world. We only get 31 micrograms a day. Some parts of the world, like Japan, get 250 a day. Venezuela gets 350 a day. Taiwan gets 175 a day. And in Great Britain, we get 31 a day. It used to be a little higher. It used to be 64. And that was because we were getting our bread from Canada. And the parts of Canada where the wheat was growing, it had high levels of selenium. So we were getting double the amount we get now. And then we joined the common market. And they said, brothers and sisters, don't buy your wheat so much from Canada. Get it locally from Europe. We're all in the common market. And a lot of the European countries have similar lousy low levels of selenium that our soil has got. And so when we make our bread, our pizza, our pasta from the wheat of European wheat, then we're getting much less selenium. And therefore, that's why the levels dropped from 64 micrograms down to 31. Remembering that places like Japan can go up to 250 and Venezuela can go up to 350. So you can eat 3 Brazil nuts every day of your life, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, January through to December, year after year after year after year, and that will give you some selenium. Because in that part of the world where Brazil nuts are grown, you get selenium in the soil in a high level. So if you eat 3 or 4 Brazil nuts every day, then you will get some selenium. But will everybody remember to eat every day of their life 3 Brazil nuts? I think not. So it's much easier to take a bio-selenium with zinc little brown tablet. In fact, because the British levels are so low, although it says 1 a day on the box, it would be better to take 2 a day, because that's the amount we need to top up. You get 100 micrograms in each bioselenium with zinc. So if you take 2 a day, you're getting 200 micrograms. Plus the lousy 31 you're getting through the British food chain from the soil. So 200 plus 31 is 231 micrograms of selenium a day, which would be a lot better than the ordinary level we can only get to our food chain from the soil, which is 31 a day. And when I was in San Diego 25 years ago, I met one of the world authorities on selenium and all this work, Professor Dr. Gerhard Schrauser at the University of San Diego. And his graph is in a book on selenium written by Dr. Richard Passwater, good name for a doctor, Passwater. And in his book of 16 chapters, he talks all about selenium, how if you've got enough, remember we've got the lowest levels in the world in Britain, if you've got enough, you can make glutathione peroxidase and it will help to protect against cataracts, especially diabetic cataracts, which diabetics are prone to. And it also, there's 16 chapters. One explains how it helps to stop people getting cancer, and it helps people stop getting heart troubles and cardiovascular problems, and it helps infertility because it helps the male sperm to swim better because the sperms have little engines, and the little engines called mitochondria, we all have little engines in our cells called mitochondria to give us energy for the whole body to work. But in the sperms in particular, they need high levels of selenium to make the glutathione peroxidase. That substance we said before helps to protect against free radical damage formed when the oxygen is being used that we breathe up. So in the male breathes in oxygen, he creates sperms. The sperms are used to fertilize the egg. They have to swim up to the egg. The little tails are moving just like a tadpole, so they need a terrific amount of energy. In burning up food for energy, they generate free radicals. And the free radicals, that's the paradox, they can damage the actual little sperm. So if you've got selenium in high abundance, then it greatly helps to protect the sperm, and it can do its job of swimming properly at the right speed in the right direction to fertilize the egg. In fact, when you look through his book on selenium, it's just amazing how many different chapters, as I say, are mentioning the selenium. If you're a thyroid patient and you're on thyroxine, that has to be turned when you take your thyroxine. And people who make thyroxine, and also people who take thyroxine, if their thyroid gland is underactive, then they need everybody needs to convert the thyroxine into a more active version. Everybody has to turn thyroxine into a more active version to do the thyroxine job. And not many people know that. They know about the thyroid gland in the neck, and they hear about underactive thyroid, and then what they don't realize is that thyroxine, this substance which is made in the thyroid gland, or if you're taking it as a supplement, thyroxine, you're taking it as a little white tablet, that thyroxine has to be converted into 100 times more active version. They're called T4 and T3. If you can't do the conversion, then even if you're taking thyroxine tablets, it won't work quite as well as it would have done if you'd have had enough selenium in your food. Because in order to do the conversion to the more active form, you have to make a substance called selenoiodothyronine. Selenoiodothyronine. And in that substance, you've got selenium and you've got iodine. And all the salt that we use now has had iodine added. So not many people know that. But there's a tiny amount of iodine in your common table salt. So when you put salt on your chips or whatever you're putting it on, don't put too much on, because we're all getting far too much salt. I'll just say people are getting up to 12 grams a day. The doctors are saying try and get down to 6 grams a day. And by the year 2030, they want us down to 3 grams a day, because too much salt is causing high blood pressure and strokes in the long term, because it causes blood pressure to rise. Anyway, that's just going off the point that selenium is needed to make the substance selenoiodothyronine to convert your thyroxine in your thyroid gland to a more active version, so the thyroxine can do all the jobs in the body. And another section in the book is heart and circulation. Selenium is very important for making pathways work in the heart. And so if we leave selenium now, we mentioned selenium with zinc, bioselenium with zinc. Selenium also, I must add, greatly helps to reduce the chance of people getting cancer. They found in a big trial of 1,300 people, following people for 4 years, that those who took 200 micrograms of selenium a day over the 4 years, it was reducing roughly all cancer levels by 39%. In particular, men's prostate cancer, which in Great Britain is one of the biggest problems with men, apropos cancer, 35,000 men get prostate cancer every year. 10,000 men die of prostate cancer every year. That's one person an hour, which is terrible numbers. And one of the reasons why people get it, besides the silly things like you know, smoking and eating the wrong food and eating too much red meat and not getting enough fruit and vegetables, not getting enough exercise, drinking too much alcohol. So we do tend to do the wrong things, and then we don't make things conditionally essential because we're doing the wrong things. But by taking selenium, once again, you can make the glutathione peroxidase, which protects the prostate gland. This is the gland that can often grow larger in men as they get older. It interferes when they go to the toilet. They're going for past water frequently. They can be woken up in the night. And one of the reasons why this enlargement happens is, A, they've not got enough selenium, and that helps to stop the cancer of the prostate. And more important from the point of view of the enlargement of the prostate gland, which is called benign prostatic hypertrophy, which is just the way the doctors mean an enlarged growing of the prostate. And zinc helps to block the prostate gland enlarging unnecessarily large, because there's a pathway where the male hormone testosterone becomes a rubbish sort of version, dihydrotestosterone. And when you've got too much dihydrotestosterone, that causes the prostate gland to enlarge. But you can block your good testosterone going to the rubbish version, dihydrotestosterone, if you've got adequate zinc. And most people are low in zinc. And therefore, the bioselenium with zinc is a two-pronged attack. The zinc is stopping the good testosterone going to the rubbish dihydrotestosterone. So that helps to stop the prostate gland enlarging. So zinc is good for everybody, though, because it helps to boost your immune system.
And there we are. I just have to hold it there for the moment, because zinc, I believe, you get in oysters as well. Is that not the case?
That's right. Yes, and that's why they talk about it being an aphrodisiac.
Precisely, precisely.
Because of the zinc.
Yes, I figured that was the case. Dennis, as ever, a wonderful tour de force.
I was just warming up.
I know that's the case, but I think selenium and zinc has been sort of featured in full force from that point of view, and lots of fascinating lines that are obviously all backed up, as you rightly say, by solid scientific evidence and research. And, of course, you can find out more via the PharmaNord website, or indeed multifits.co.uk, or indeed dennisthechemist.com. They're all interconnected sites which you can access from southsidebroadcasting.com. Dennis, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat today?
Absolutely. It's always good to refresh oneself and to remind oneself that you can help your health if you've got the information. My favourite saying is, information is not information unless it's passed on.
Precisely. And not passed through in any way, shape, or form. Very important. So I take it then we can look forward to featuring you again in the very near future?
Absolutely, sir. Thank you. Q10 bio Q10 bio Q10 Q10 bio Q10. And yet, what is Q10? What is Q10? Everybody eats food. Everybody drinks water. Everybody eats food. Everybody drinks water. Everybody eats food. Everybody drinks water, and everybody breathes oxygen, and everybody breathes oxygen. Q10, Q10, bioquinone, Q10, 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 bioquinone, Q10, 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 bioquinone, Q10. And yet, what is Q10? What is Q10? If you don't eat, if you don't breathe, you're not well. If you don't eat, if you don't breathe, you're not well. If you don't eat, if you don't breathe, you're not well. You've got to breathe and you've got to eat every day of your life. Q10, Q10, bioquinone, Q10, 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 bioquinone, Q10, 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 bioquinone, Q10. And yet, what is Q10? What is Q10? Q10, Q10, bioquinone, Q10, 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 bioquinone, Q10, Q10, Q10.
bioquinone Q10. And yet, what is Q10? What is Q10? Little sausage-shaped engines.
107 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium.
Hang on, slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.